layer. So, I mean, even from the land standpoint, it's a little crazy. But if you look at the cost approach between ours and the comparison that 11 across at Trophy Run, it doesn't match.
Okay. And some of these have common elements which the developer, I don't know how
these
they.
Are his.
I don't know how Trophy Run does it either.
Water sound way.
Well,
okay.
There is, with respect to this kind of argument, Chris, my experience in sitting up here has been that it's impossible for them to sit down and go through every different difference in the two of them. I mean, it's something that they're happy to help you understand what they calculated and how they put it in, and perhaps there was an error there. I don't know. But I think that there's a program from the standpoint of they take into account materials and everything else that comes in, and I'm going to let them see if they can determine something here. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. It's just a different complex. This is him right here. Mm-hmm. See all that?
Yeah. Active sale.
So it's already below value.
Okay.
I mean, ultimately, our question, of course, too, is this, has the assessor overshot the fair market value of your property?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you're here arguing that.
No, I'm just saying I want a level playing field.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Okay.
He didn't own anything. What made these cost less is what he wants to know than what he's got.
I'd have to take a look at it for.
Okay. Well, that was my next question.
Yes.
Okay. Because I just solve it. I mean, sometimes the taxpayer just doesn't have the knowledge. So I just need. So if you have. I mean, this is the only one we got, and we can go down and do some things here, I think. But I think, would it be possible to spend a few minutes with him if you wanted to do that? To talk about the differences?
I think in this case, I'd want a little more time
okay.
just to figure things out.
Okay, so we could potentially.
Yeah.
All right. What I'm offering you, Chris, you guys could either, one, I know you're coming from out of state.
Mm-hmm.
You can either spend some time trying to talk to him, but, I mean, you don't have to be sitting next to each other to do it necessarily, I guess.
I would like a line-by-line comparison, which would be great, on why.
Well, you have that. If you go in and you make copies of the property record card for each, you've got the sketches.
Why can't you tell me the difference then?
Because you have to go over every single one. And if you want to compare and look, we're using the same things on those. We're using the same criteria when we build these units. Let me pull one up for Trophy Run and see what's on it.
It just doesn't pass the eye test.
I'm sorry, it doesn't pass which test?
It doesn't pass the eye test. Mine are smaller units, less view, not nearly the finishes, the fireplaces that are on the record card, all of the other elements. I'm at a disadvantage.
Yeah.
Well, I think what we're trying to do, and that was the question, if information is available, Chris, and so I do think we can potentially give you that time. We don't have to do this right this. I mean, the rest of it we could potentially do today,
mm-hmm.
but we could also table that issue of the discrimination and get you a decision on it based on what you guys come up with. I mean, I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
You know, so.
Hang on, I'm getting there. Just give me one more second.
Oh, yeah, here. I'll give you a parcel.
Okay. So the structure on Trophy Run.
Here's one of them.
It's 107,850.
Mm-hmm.
and his land value is $100,000. So it's not as intense there.
Right.
On him, water sound gray, his structure is $140,000, and we know that his land value is higher in Table Rock for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we have that from the developer. So what could be causing the
And, okay, to verify again, Chris, the units there in the middle that you had to buy and build, mm-hmm. I guess you said you built them, or how did that?
I purchased the lots and then did a builder of the development. Yeah, you have a, yeah.
Okay. But they're smaller than the other units around them. And
yeah.
I think there is a price difference, of course. But
yeah, I mean, the land value isn't different, and I'm fine. I'm not.
Okay, so you're just saying your line there that you have in the middle
mm-hmm.
is different from the other ones in the development.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So you're trying to go outside of there because you don't have anything
mm-hmm.
other than those to get a comparison. It,
yeah, it's a different business model. Yeah. The square footage on the frequency rent's different. The square footage sales revenue per year is different from a seven-bedroom.
Well, I wish we could.
All of that good stuff, but I just
wish we could consider economic data up here, but they
yeah,
it's not really.
That's why I'm like, I just want. I'm fine with the land being higher. That makes sense, I guess. I'm just wanting.
Okay, so
where's your?
Guys, for a second here, let me interject. I know you're looking at your stuff. Let me ask a question here. Let me ask a question real quick. Is this something that you think that you can resolve today, or do you need to table this issue?
I need to table it.
Okay.
I need to use the appraisal.
I mean, because basically I think what he's saying is I own the group of smaller units within this development,
sure.
All the other ones in the development are larger.
Yeah.
So he's trying to find smaller units that are not in development somewhere else to try to, and I know there's going to be real differences in the program. Do you want to add something?
Well, in you know, in Trophy Run, the land value is $100,000. In the other place, it's $125,000. So there must have been more in going into prepping that site
sure.
than there was here, you know, the Tatey Como site.
Yeah.
But.
And I'm fine with that. On my adjusted value column that I'm okay with, I left the 125. I'm fine with that.
So my point is, it's not something you're going to be able to resolve for bringing him to 89. He is in line with everybody in that entire resort that he's part of. And so for today, that's what it is. We're happy to explain the differences if he wants to do that, but it's not going to make a difference in his value.
No, I understand that you guys are sticking with your value, okay? I mean, you put it in the program, that's what you get. But I think that the taxpayer here is wanting to, and I'm just using taxpayer as a general, you know, for anybody that comes in front of us, Chris would like to find out how it's done.
And well, and again, we're happy to show him.
Yeah, okay.
But
so,
again,
and if you can, and that's all we wanted.
Decision because
I don't want to just understand. I want a comparison and a reason why the two are different.
Well, I think when you compare some, that's what it's going to tell the difference of. Okay, so I mean, I'm not whether you're satisfied with this or not. I don't know, but let's. Mm-hmm. My suggestion is, why don't you find out?
Yeah,
see
that's
if
fine.
You can do that, and then if we can't, we're happy to take you up. Via teleconference at a later time on that issue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is that okay with you? That would cover both your value and your discrimination claim. Okay,
value,
and we can table those. Yes,
that's fine.
On the value.
The value, are we over what he paid for this unit for what they're worth?
No,
that's bring actual comps to show that we have over?
I understand that.
This is
let's
discrimination.
Just, but I think it's kind of all wrapped up. We'll make a. I don't believe that he would sell them for this amount of money that you have on here. But from a standpoint of just keeping it together, I'm just going to keep the discrimination and value claim. I'm table that part of it right now is my thought process. Okay? And then with the rest of them, I've asked the question before, but you indicated that you were looking at on the 24 highway rental and your two properties that you have in your name personally, you're picking
250
Branson Cove as your 75-25.
Yes, okay. Please.
And as I understand it, you want us to go ahead and rule on the classification issue for purposes of appeal to the State Tax Commission if you decide to do that?
Yes, please.
Okay. And I don't know, you may already have something on appeal there or not. We would love to have an answer from, whoever. But that's the way we feel what we're doing is fair, and we're doing it across the board to everyone. So as to BOE 337, I would make a motion that we change classification to mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second,
all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes. As to the, I don't think there was a value or discrimination claim on this one,
no. So
I think that takes care of BOE 337. As to BOE 340, which is the 160 Watersound Way, that also I don't believe it has
classification.
It's just classification.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which
so
you guys already made
right. Right.
Yeah.
I would move to deny change of classification.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, that'll take care of those two. Now, as to 24 highway rental, I'm going to go down through the numbers here. 341, 346, 347, 352, 354, 344, 348, 349, and 350. I would make a motion to deny a change in classification and to table the issue of value and discrimination until what day, guys? Would be. And you tell me, are you wanting to come back for this, or are you wanting to?
I think I mean, you have what I mean,
okay.
You get my tone, so
sure.
You know, if they want to explain something, I'll listen. But it's
yeah,
whenever
I
you
just,
want to do it. It's
I
fine.
Think you want. I mean, I want to hear what it is too. I mean, that we want to hear. So I just want you guys to have an opportunity to do that.
Yeah, okay. That's fine, and we can do via telephone next time.
All right, that's fine. Teleconference. Okay, is that enough? Okay. Well, so I'm going to make that motion to table those issues until the 14th on those particular properties. Is that a second?
Second.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion will pass. Okay. Now, with respect to BOE 355, Josh.
Yes.
Okay. That one is also just a classification?
Yes.
Okay. And Josh is the only owner of that property?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. And does Josh own any other properties in Taney County, guys?
Not that I found.
Okay. And it's put into a nightly rental program. It's not a long-term rental or anything?
Correct.
Okay. All right. I would make a motion as to BOE 355 that it be classified as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Okay. I think that takes care of you on those. Get with him. I think he'll be able to give you a good anyway, I hope you guys can work something out. If not, then I'm going to need to know what the differences are so we can make a decision.
Yeah.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Looks like Jay JCI, is that correct? Yeah, JCI.
Yeah.
And you just have the two?